You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The enemy is other human beings. And the greatest enmity that exists is between men and women. And that's the subject of my program today, where the second party is men. And how do men bring forth the evil in the world? How do they bring it forth? Where does it come from? Yesterday I said it lurks in the heart of the female. And I am alluding, of course, to the fact that I believe in the Bible, and I believe that the story of the origin of man, not the evolution of man, to me it's all very clear that we're devolving, not evolving. We're not becoming better. We're becoming bitter and more degenerate and more decadent. And look at civilization. We have powers to invent and create and solve problems, but in ways that create bigger ones. Because we're always covering up, like Adam in the garden, with fig leaves of various kinds. The fig leaves of intellect, the fig leaves of what we call progress, science and arts, and to cover up a smell of our devolution. And so sooner or later, we call that hypocrisy. You know what hypocrisy is, surely. You live with it, a lot of it. It's all around us. We cover up what's wrong with appearances, with a facade. And we can operate behind that facade and do much harm while sort of keeping people at bay with the Bible or whatever phoniness that we address ourselves with. See? And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the point that the horror in the human race doesn't come from animals, it comes from people. And it has an origin. And the origin is the failing of a man. And as it draws from the guile of a female, I'll explain that in just a few moments, it encourages the worst in her to nurture the worst in him. I'll explain. And hold on to your hats. You're going to need it. If not loved properly, women can become very dangerous creatures. Dangerous to themselves and danger to their children, especially to their children. And will destroy a husband completely. And they have that power. And men in this stupefied state they live in, inadvertently give them power. And I've been saying a long time ago that we give power to others to destroy us inadvertently. We're totally unaware, unconscious. As a matter of fact, we want to be unconscious. That's why we give people power, to make us unconscious. What I mean by that, to make us conscious that we're wonderful people. To lie to us, in other words, as they lay with us, in the case of women, you see. As they lie with us or lay with us, please correct me and my grammar, I appreciate it very much. Lie to and lie with. And so if you'd like to discuss the subject with me, I'd be very happy, because the human race is really screwed up. And what I need to do in order to help to unscrew you is to attack the sacred cow. I don't mean your wife or anything like that. But in this particular case, the sacred cow happens to be the female of the species. And not attack her so much, is to help gentlemen, for you to understand them. Because if you don't understand their real need, they will kill you. I've said before, if you selfishly screw with their body, they will screw with your brain. Isn't that right, Alex? You haven't discovered that yet, have you? You're not old enough. Talking to my producer. All right, well, with a little experience, you'll find out that I'm precisely correct. Now, and there's another subject I would like to talk to you about, and that is Well, a friend of mine has colitis. And this is what brings the subject up again about repressed emotion. And how love, the kind of love that men want from women and isn't women good for women to give, but it's women give it anyway for some kind of bizarre kind of security and one-upsmanship of power. The kind of love that we look for, all men and all women, of course, and the kind of love we seek actually makes us angry.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, can you imagine being loved and it making you angry? And can you imagine being angry because you don't get it? Can you imagine being damned if you do and damned if you don't? Are you conscious of this fact in your life? My name's Roy Masters. Now look, I'm throwing out some interesting stuff here. And I said in my opening remarks, unless America understands this relationship they have, men with women, women with men, we're going down the tubes. I'm telling you right now, there's no cure for the disease, the suffering, the murder, the mayhem, the mental illness, the broken marriages, the schizophrenia, the mental illness, the drugs, the alcohol. There's no cure for it. What I'm talking about is the root. It's the sick man-woman relationship that you don't think is sick. Now, some of you weren't present a few moments ago with the opening of my broadcast, and so I'll just go over it just a little bit. To bring you forward, couldn't hurt, because I never say the same thing twice in exactly the same way anyway. I want to give you the phone number so you can call and interrupt my line of thought. Some of you like my little diatribes, and some of you don't. I would prefer to talk to you about your problems, but because I don't like pontificating. I do like it, actually, but this is a call-in show, you know, and I shouldn't have to lay a foundation because I have enough controversial preamble from the day before and the day before that and the years before that for you to sort of stir you up into wanting to, you know, beat me into the ground or at least ask me some questions. And so having said all that, I don't want to waste my time here. I'm just saying that the root cause of all of the problems of our society is the mysterious relationship between men and women. Now, I said that in order for us to recover as a nation, as a family. And of course, a nation is made up of families. And so as the families go, so does the nation, you see. And you can see what a pathetic state it's in. And the family has never been, for the most part, everywhere in the world, where you go to Timbuktu or China or the North Pole. It's never been a robust relationship. There's always been this ancient war going on between the egos of men and the egos of women. Now, if we could learn to abandon the ego, each abandoning the ego to the divine ego, so that we don't have a will to power. As Adler, psychologist Adler said, that's the problem of man, is his will to power. And don't think that little old lady, that little lady that you're married to, doesn't have a will to power. And that there's a war going on, men in their way and women in their way. And women tend to undermine the man pretending to love him. In other words, basically, the unwashed female of the species Of course, there are unwashed men too, so don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about the crude facts about animal human beings. Unenlightened, unwashed, uncouth, and unregenerate. That puts me way above all of you, doesn't it? Basically, I'm so, excuse me, I don't mean to be looking down from my nose. I'm just, I know wherewith I speak. That I fought the war myself, and I understand all about it, every nook and cranny, and that's what I want to explore with you. And I could save you a lot of heartache. And, of course, young people, they can't hear what you're saying. They can't hear what I'm saying, I should say. And because, basically, they're stupefied by their, you know, raging hormones. And so they're possessed by their raging hormones, but there's got to be a time when whatever this raging hormone mess is, it has to be transcended, you see, and you become mature, and you discover what real love is all about. Not the love that sort of sucks you into a relationship and makes you a slave, one to the other, and the slave rebelling against the master and making the master a slave and sort of changing roles and maybe not. One always dominating the other and degrading the other, knocking down, building up. But what I've been trying to say, I'm coming to the point, is that women have a way of betraying with a kiss. And of course, men dig it. They think they're being, you know, glorified. They think they're being loved. And nothing can be further than the truth. Now, it's a game that women play, and some women know they're playing it, and they play it to the hilt. And gentlemen, you go to bed one night, sort of with a smile on your face, thinking that you've found nirvana, and you wake up with a flaming banshee one morning, you see. And she has control of the children, and she has control of the house, and she has control of you. And you try to reason with her, but it doesn't work. You try to be fair. You try to do the right thing. It doesn't respond to the right thing. It's got the power. And somehow you don't understand how this has occurred. There are so many decent, well, kind of decent men, but ignorant but decent, ignorant of all the laws they were created, especially the ego state of mind. They find a young woman and they're happily married, and for 10 years, she's got the fur coat, she has the nice diamond rings, and she's got the nice car, and everything. She got two or three kids. All of a sudden, she wakes up one morning, and she runs off with another guy. And you thought, well, we're so happy. I'm getting all the sex I want. I'm getting all the love I want. You see? And we never fight. This is rare, of course, but it's rarer than the other scenario, but... And you wonder, well, what happened? You say, well, you're being used. You don't realize, you see, sweet, nice, kind, gentle men that you think you are, you're manipulating for love. And she will respond to give you that love as long as she give her fur coat and keep her sort of purring like a little pussycat. But she doesn't love you. She despises you. As a matter of fact, I started to say this morning that there is a kind of love that can make a person hate. And this brings me to my point. And I open my program this morning by saying, if you missed it the first 6 minutes before some of you get the news and miss my opening remark, you might want to remedy that by writing to your program director, and so that you don't miss that precious 6 minutes if you don't, because it has a bearing on the rest of the program. There's a kind of love that actually causes a person to hate. And I said, there's a friend of mine, let me change the subject just a little bit. There's a friend of mine who has colitis. And I like him, he's a decent fellow, and he's a searching soul. And he has a history of, everything he earned up his nose and smoking and drinking. That's a long time ago in his youth. But the point is that he hated his mom and dad. His mom and dad was very cruel. His father was cruel. You never heard much from the mother. But his dad was very, very cruel to him. And, you know, he used to pee in his pants because of the cruelty and the meanness of the dad. And so he has this anger and hatred towards his father, but as a child, you know, what can you do when you have a cruel father? You have to repress all your rage, and it goes down very deep. And in his case, it becomes this illness called colitis. Now, while he was smoking and drinking, he was covering up the emotional aspect, neutralizing the emotions, and it kept the symptoms at bay. Like if you take an aspirin, you can keep the symptoms at bay. Still have the problem. So when he began to stop smoking, then the symptoms began to appear, you see. He stopped drinking, stopped smoking, and they begin to reappear. And that's the time I've suggested to him that he examine his feelings and the thoughts that rise. And if he would successfully do that, he would see this deep-seated resentment towards his father. But he knew that. He knew that he had it. But what else? I said, well, how about your mother? She said, well, I feel hate women being condescending. And my mother was a condescending, you know, B-I-T-C-H, you see. And she hated that. But I said, well, now look, do you understand what made your father an angry man? It was the fact that she was condescending. She loved him in a sick way for her own sense of security. And I was saying, if you love and if you have an angry child and you give that child candy, love him, in other words, give him what he wants. Pacify him. Try to pacify him because it gets on your nerves. That angry child becomes angrier. A, the child learns that anger gets him what he wants. It gets on your nerves, you see. B, if you love an angry person, if you give in to an angry person, not only does he learn to be angry to get what he wants, but love nurtures the anger. So in other words, people who overeat, people who drink and try to pacify themselves with some kind of pleasure, some love of drink, love of drugs, the anger is worse, made worse by the pacification. And the pacifying of patronizing friends.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Your friends that like you and look up to you, sometimes for whom, for what, I can't find the words for it, but you do a soft shoe in order to get that love. Men, the particular man in question, has a need for women, but he has the same. He's become like his father, and the father in him craves that mother, because you see, all men have egos, and they need ego support. You follow that? And they have a psychosexual need for a woman. You see, and that is a patronizing love, a pacifying love, for soothing love for that ego, a soothing balm for that ego. But what that does, what women don't understand, is that by loving the beast, he becomes more of a beast. If you love a thief, if a woman loves a man because he's a thief, maybe she doesn't know he's a thief, it's hidden. Maybe she does, it doesn't make much difference. Do you think that's going to stop him from being a thief? Or will he become more of a thief? If you love him for being a womanizer, is he going to be less of a womanizer, or is he going to be more of a womanizer? Well, the root of everything that's wrong with a man is anger and ego, you see. It's a driving force. So when you love a person, you love him for his anger. That's the root of what he is, an angry SOB, you see. And so that which was his father, my friend, he hates his father, you become like what you hate, seeks that which is most like his mother. It's his father seeking the reassurance of a patron. But he used to hate his mother too. Well, what else can you do? Men have an ego. Men who are fallen men, you see, and of course, the father had fallen to using his wife, his mother. His mother learned to be patronizing to pacify the violence, only made him more violent. The violence, was taken out on the son. The son becomes like the father and has a love-hate relationship with women, and he's drawn to women. And so he's damned if he gets that love, because love makes him more angry. He can't understand, because the more the woman would love him, the angrier he became. And then he would be angry because the woman didn't love him. Then he married a woman who wouldn't play the game, and he hated her for that. See? Because she wouldn't play a game with him. Wouldn't give him what his ego required. That infuriated him too, possibly more. But this hostility is buried. It's the kind of hostility that kind of goes down deep and explodes sometimes, you know, over the smallest things, because it needs a release. After all, you're being loved, how can you be really angry? But there is a point reached where you can be having sex with a woman and strangle her while you're having the sex. They're so close together, you see. I mean this, that the supportiveness of a woman's patronizing can infuriate a man so much that the anger and the sex get closer and closer together until a man can strangle a woman in anger. Fine. Love is not what it appears to be. What love is, that's what's destroying you. You women don't understand what love is. It's a manipulative tool. You give men what they want, so you think, and you give them the advantage, then you get the bigger advantage. You get the power. Now, Bill Clinton is a woman, and he does the same thing to the country. He gives you what you want. It takes you everything you've got for him to give it to us. See what I mean? Women will give you, gentlemen, what you want, but it'll take everything you've got for them to give it to you. You see? In the end, you have nothing. You don't even have the woman. She'll rise as a tyrant and kill you, destroy your children, or run off with another guy. And then you're off looking for another woman. And what do you get? Same kind. Now, you can't stomach the truth. The average person can't. You can't hear what I'm saying. You're frothing at the mouth and you're all sort of shaken up. And very few people can stomach the truth. There are two kinds of people that can't stomach the truth. The tyrant who doesn't want you to find out the truth because he's got a good thing going. And the victim, because you think you're being served when you're being slaved. But so while that's going on, you don't want to. You think you're a king on a throne. You think you're a god, but you're a dog, but you don't want to see your dog. You got this sort of illusion. You're holding hands with, you know, playing footsies with the devil, and you got this, so you got your Howard Sterns, and you got your Imuses, and they're pleasingly entertaining, and you can listen to them dribble on for, you know, hours and hours and hours. But people like myself, it's not so easy, because I strike where the marrow meets the bone. And whenever I talk on these subjects, you know, you punish me. It's what you do. But I've got to say it anyway, because the country needs it. If only a few people hear it, fine. And the rest of you go to hell, because you can sit there and curse the radio all you want. But it's got to be said. Do you understand? Do you hear me? It's got to be said. And I want to thank my listeners for being, you know, caring, understanding how dangerous it is and how unpopular it is to tell the truth. The awful truth about the sick man-woman relationship, that which Hollywood glorifies. It's no wonder the country's all screwed up. They're even teaching it in school to young kids. You know, how to be little whores and how to be little whoremongers, little sleazebags. And so we're turning our kids into pigs, grubbing in the slop. We're teaching them to be that way. It's only natural for, you know, kids, if you, you know, the kids will be kids, give them condoms and let it fly, you know. And that's not the way to do it. I'm sorry. Just because you don't know how to teach kids properly doesn't mean that they can't be taught properly. You destroy their innocence as your innocence was destroyed. And once that innocence is destroyed, it's very hard to bring people back. Because they defend their sins. It's called denial. Every single one of you sitting listening to this program, you're in denial. You don't even know you're in denial. You may be able to see somebody else's denial, but you can't see your own. I'm telling you like it is. This is what's wrong with the country. It's the man-woman relationship, and I call it the Adam and Eve syndrome. The ancient game playing itself out, killing both bodies and leaving replacement bodies to play the same futile lines on the stage of life before they die. Mary, hello. Hello, Mary.
Yes, hello, Roy.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well today. I'm glad you're talking about this subject.
The sick relationship between men and women?
Yes. I am very actively, at least in within my own mind and listening to you and everything, trying to change the kind of woman that I have been.
All you have to do is realize it, Mary.
That's simple.
You don't have the power to change yourself. No one does. Mm-hmm. You can't change one black hair white or one white hair black. You can't add 1 inch to your size. All you're huffing and puffing. You can't. You haven't got it in your power to change.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Mary, it is divine grace that changes you, and that comes from simply facing the truth of the kind of person you are and being sad about it. And just be patient. It will change by itself. Don't worry.
Well, my question is that it occurs to me that after, you know, in my case, 25 to 30 years of this feminist anger babble stuff that I've been into, you know, that it occurs to me that maybe I have chosen men that are weaker than me so that I can perpetuate that.
That's right.
You think that, okay.
Unconsciously, you find a man who's weak for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you a rush of power. And I'll put you on your throne, ego-wise. And but the point is, men, you're addicted to the downfall of men because if men put you on a pedestal for whatever they want out of you, which is their own demise, actually, in disguise of, you know, you glorifying them.
Mm-hmm.
If men put you on the pedestal, it's only they're only degrading themselves. You see?
Okay.
And disgusting you.
Yeah. Inevitably, I lose respect.
You always lose respect.
Uh-huh.
Because really, deep down inside, if you say that, there are some women who feel total contempt for men like that, enjoy that, but you just lose respect and may have some judgment too. But I suspect. What you really want is a man that doesn't fail you when you tempt them.
Yeah, you had mentioned in a lot of your discussions before, you had mentioned the statement of a man who would be a guide or possibly even a mentor to a woman. And I kind of thought, well, that's really interesting. You know,
yeah, That's right. Men should be. That's his proper role.
Mm-hmm.
But if the role gets reversed, the woman becomes the mentor, and men take on the mindset of the female, and mm-hmm. it's scary to have a man with the mindset of a female and wear earrings and, you know.
Right.
Be a nurturer and be a slave of that the little old witch, right?
It's like a paradox in a way, because if you get caught up in the whole feminist thing,
they're dangerous creatures,
right? And then you want to have a man that who could possibly guide you, or to, you know, be a partner in that light. You almost can't do that because it would not then substantiate the whole platform that you believe in.
That's right, and you believe in wrongly, of course.
Right. Well, all I can say for myself
is... In other words, it's a champion snake. The feminist movement is the political snake, championing all the little snakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it hit me at a very young and impressionable age.
Of course, rebellious.
And I've kind of woken up after a lot of many, many years.
And a ruined life.
Yes, very much so. And I can salvage what I can out of it, obviously. But in my case, I went, the palm in the forehead deal and said, wow, this hasn't worked for me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling, Mary.
Thanks.
And nice to have your comments on this program, to have a sober lady calling. It proves that they exist and they can come around.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-866-8883. 877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, Ph.D., said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, M.D., says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You see, you're evil if you see through evil, if you see evil as it is, if you see wickedness as it is, and it, you unmask it. Even today, you know, my kids, my wife is always looking for my approval, and I don't appreciate that, actually. I don't want her to be a trained seal looking for my approval, but it's the nature of a female to look for a man's approval and try to please him. In order to empower herself, she doesn't realize she's doing it. If I were to fall for that, then my wife would be crazier than she is already, you see. And but the kids are also seeking approval, and I can't give my kids approval without empowering the ego that's there and degrading myself. Now, what we have, ladies and gentlemen, is a relationship where women give a man approval, a sense of security about his what he is. He shouldn't need it. I'm trying to tell you right now that a man shouldn't need approval from anyone. I didn't say he shouldn't need to have a nice relationship with a decent woman and settle down and get married, have a nice family. But the trouble is, there isn't something we've inherited. All men have inherited a proclivity of ego proclivity. The ego proclivity, try to understand this, will you please, without getting bent out of shape. And of course, what I'm talking about, this is dangerous stuff. Actually, what I'm saying, I'm about to say, I shouldn't be saying on the radio. Yeah. But I'm going to say it anyway, because that's my nature. So blow me away if you want to. Get rid of my program if you want to, because, you know, it'll just prove that we don't have freedom of speech anyway. So let me say it. It's going to be unpopular with some of the ladies. But let me see if I can put it rather simple. Man is a spiritual creature, so is woman, for that matter. But there is an order of that spirituality on earth as it is in heaven, or on earth as it is in hell. And the order, and if you look at the Adam and Eve story, it's what is happening today is a hand-me-down, is a inheritance. The Bible calls it being born in sin, of the duplication of exactly the same thing compulsively, what happened in the first man's the recorded first man's relationship with his woman. Because standing in this corner, 180 pounds, is man. Standing in the other corner, 120 pounds, is the female. Now, the second, each one of those in this arena is the spirit of truth in man and the approach of the serpent. Now, you may not believe there's any serpent, but look around you and see its manifestations. The evil in the world. Now, where does the evil come from? Where do you think it originates? Does it sort of come out of the air? It can. But where do you think, if you look carefully, it's the twisted relationship between men and women. It's always been twisted. It's always been twisted. I don't think we've seen a generation of happiness, of misery and suffering and drunkenness and divorce and confusion and confounding. Now, let me just finish. I know we got a call on the line from the priority line, but forgive me, Marie, I just got to finish the point. What we have is an attendant spirit to a man, and he is meant to translate and to cause to be subject the female of the speech, the woman. She is supposed to be respectable, worthy of respect. But the point is, we've got here in man a dissatisfaction with his creator in the beginning. In other words, the forbidden fruit finds the mark. It finds the dissatisfaction, and the woman and the serpent reach that mark and cause the failure. So that no longer is he a real man worthy of respect. He's now embracing his corruption sensually. In other words, I've said before that even in this dimension, when you get corrupted by gambling or by drugs or by gangs, or when you become corrupted, when you fall to something you shouldn't fall to, when the snake that's hidden into in a person, the serpent, that's rotten spirit, that is possessed that person and finding a new mark, when you're foolish enough to fall to its appeal, and you allow it to act its life out through you rather than the Spirit of God, then you are altered. And strangely, like a homing salmon, your whole infrastructure is altered and your allegiance is altered from whatever it was before to whatever has corrupted you now. And you seek reassurances that you're not wrong, that you're alive. You seek comfort from the violator, from your gang leader, from the head of the feminist movement, from your abortionist leaders, from your corrupter, your drug pushers. They become powerful. You give them power to reassure you. Now, the first in the order of this is the man-woman relationship. The evil enters through the female of the species. And it did 6,000 years ago. However long it was in recorded history, we record that man fell from his respectability and became an animal, and a psychological, sensual craving sprung up in him for reassurance. And men ever since, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, and if you heard me say that Eve was the mother of not only all living human beings, but the mother of all egos.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Adam's ego embraces his corrupter, but the children have no respect for the father because the inherent power, a power disproportionate to her gender, resides with the woman, and she destroys her children. She turns them against her father, nearly always. She rules the roost with her unreasonable power, and try to unmask that female. Try to unmask her, and she'll come at you like a banshee. Because you're not dealing with her, you're dealing with something that stands behind her, and you better have something standing behind you, or you're finished. Melinda, hello, Melinda.
I have a question. My husband and I have both been meditating, and I saw the whole submitting thing, and I saw the role that I had in the family, and it was beautiful what you said about a man taking, you know, bringing a woman to heaven.
Sure.
But the thing I see happening is that I almost depend too much on that and put him on a pedestal. And,
yeah. In other words, like if he isn't the kind of man that does that, you hate him for it. Leading, if he isn't. What am I looking for? Mentoring you. You resent him for it.
See, and he's still not perfect. Like, you know,
that's one of the reasons why so many women have so much grief with men. They're selfish and self-centered. I mean, I'm speaking about the ideal.
And also, one thing I noticed that keeps happening over and over again is when he's really centered,
mm-hmm.
and I could just see he's really connected and he's just flowing through his day.
Mm-hmm.
There's something inside of me that just is vicious and like, and sometimes he's real firm with me and he's like, no. And I respect him. It's almost like I could just feel myself almost getting right aligned with God right immediately.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's very well said. See, I had to jump in and say vicious because I knew that's in every woman. Remember I said the other day that I said, there's something in a woman that hates a man for, and enjoys hating, judging a man for being a wimp. They actually enjoy being a beast because they sit there and judge him and feel superior to this animal. And that's a way of feeling superior when there is no other proper way. There's the sick way called judgment. But then there's a third type of person that a woman hates even more. It's a noble man because then she's unmasked. And she can't live from his downfall. Whatever it's some isn't her. It's something inside her that's evil. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's what. And so when your husband is firm and does not give way to that, whatever is in you that sort of spits at him. You know what I mean? And then you feel liberated by his firmness. He takes you away from that dark side and brings you heavenward. You know what I mean?
Right, but the problem I seem to be having lately is that when he's not centered, and I take advantage of that, and I could see myself.
Oh wow! Yes,
I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm so aware of everything that's going on, and
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a misunderstanding here, which I'd like to straighten out. First of all, you don't need a man to save you. It would be nice if your husband would become the object of respect, you know, while bringing you along in the direction he is going spiritually, right?
Right.
And pulling you out of your dark side, you know?
You know what he does? He, like, chuckles when I'm not following, when I fall and I'm not doing the right thing. He, like, chuckles and I could just feel like he's becoming self-righteous and I just...
Put that aside for a minute.
Okay.
Because you resent him. Well, you resent him when he fails to play his role.
Right.
A man's role should be consistent. He should always be there for you.
He's very inconsistent.
I know. And you feel a little joy every now and then. You see him centered, and that which is in the center at that time sort of plucks you away from this mean side of you. You see what I mean? And settles you and makes you more of a woman rather than a female. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
Yeah, so now, but that's assuming that you don't have a husband, like most men, women don't have husbands that can do that. And what do? Are you stranded on this planet Earth, you know, doomed to die and not experience the saving grace? You see, it's not so at all. So in other words, you've got to be very careful to put too much stock in the fact that your husband, although he should be your mentor and mentor you and show you the way as his way has been lighted, you see. But don't expect him, because most women don't have a man like that. Many women wake up and start their journey and their husbands are not that kind of man. And so you've got to be very careful not to hate him for it. Because you'll hate him for it because you think that he's depriving you of your salvation. And you try to make him that kind of person, but you can't. He then resists. Because a woman can't make a man. And so you're helpless. And so you must understand it's not necessary for a man to be your mentor. You can find there's other ways. You can find your own way. You just see that? You can find your Christ, your God. You can find your own way. He's the man. Eventually, he's the man of your man, but he's also your man too. If he doesn't come through your man and breed a nice relationship with together, that's too bad for him. That doesn't mean to say you're going to be deprived of salvation.